Isaiah chapter 10. Woe to those who issue vain decrees, and to the state secretaries who draw up iniquitous edicts, in denying the needy a legal process, in robbing the poor among my people of justice, with widows being their spoil, and who plunder orphans. What will you do on the day of punishment, and in the destruction which will come from far away? To whom will you flee for help? And where will you leave your honour? How will one not collapse in imprisonment? Or what if they fall to join those killed? Despite all this, his anger will not recede, and his hand will still be stretched out. O Assyria, the rod of my anger, the stick in whose hand is my indignation, I will send against them a profane nation, and I will command them to go against the people with whom I am angry, to take spoil and to seize plunder, and to make them a trodden down phenomenon, like the mire of the streets. However, they will not be conscious of this purpose, and their heart will not so reason, for it will just be in their heart to destroy and cut off not a few nations. For he will say, Are not my officials a collection of kings? Is Calno not like Carchemish? Or is Hamath not like Arpad? Or is Samaria not like Damascus? When my hand finds idolatrous kingdoms and their carved images, surpassing those of Jerusalem and Samaria, will I not do to Jerusalem and its images what I did to Samaria and its idols? And it will come to pass, when the Lord has carried out all his work in Mount Zion and Jerusalem, that I will inflict punishment for the result of the high-mindedness of the king of Assyria, and for the glorying of his haughty eyes, for he said, I acted in the strength of my hand and in my own wisdom, for I am astute, and I remove national borders, and I plunder their lucre, and I overthrow populations like a mighty man, and my hand found the riches of various peoples like a nest. And as one collects eggs that are abandoned, so I collected the whole earth, and there was no one that fluttered a wing or opened his mouth and whispered. Will the axe vaunt itself over him who hews with it? Or will the saw make itself greater than him who handles it? Likewise, can a rod lift the very ones who raise it? Similarly, can a stick raise him who is not wood? This is why my Lord, the Lord of hosts, will send leanness into his fat places, and instead of his glory there will be burning, as a fire burns. And the light of Israel will become fire, and its Holy One a flame, and it will blaze and consume its briars and its thorns in one day. And he will lay the glory of his forest and his orchard waste, both spiritually and physically, and it will become like the exhausted state of one wasting away. And the remainder of the trees of his forest will be few in number, and a boy will be able to set them down in writing. And it will come to pass on that day that the remainder of Israel and the escaped remnant of the house of Jacob will no longer rely on the one who struck them, and they will rely on the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, in truth. The remainder will return, the remainder of Jacob, to the mighty God. Even if your people Israel are like the sand of the sea, a remainder of them will return, and the conclusion determined will overflow with righteousness. For my Lord, the Lord of hosts, will bring about the conclusion and what has been determined in the precincts of the whole land. Therefore, my Lord, the Lord of hosts, says this, My people who live in Zion, do not be afraid of Assyria. They will strike you with a rod and lift their stick up against you in the way Egypt did. But in a very short time the indignation will be concluded, as will my anger, at the time of their destruction. And the Lord of hosts will stir up a scourge over them, like the attack in Midian at the rock of Oreb. And as his rod was on the sea, so he will raise it, in the same way as in Egypt. And it will come to pass on that day that his burden will be removed from your shoulder, and his yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed in front of the anointing oil. He has come to Ayath, He has crossed over to Migron. He has deposited his equipment in Michmas. They have crossed the pass. They have taken up quarters in Geba. Ramah is trembling. Gibeah of Saul has fled. Shout out, O daughter of Galim. Listen, O Laish. O poor Anathoth. Madmena has moved away. The inhabitants of Gebim have secured their effects. On the very day when he stands in Nob, he will shake his fist at the mountain of the daughter of Zion, the hill of Jerusalem. Behold, the Lord of hosts, will cut off a bough with terror, and those of high stature will be cut down, and the haughty will be humbled. And he will cut down the thickets of the forest with iron, and Lebanon will be felled by a mighty one.